Welcome to the College Challenge. Hi, I'm Mark Hamilton, author of the NeoThink books, sold in 140 countries and 12 languages. Anytime during this video, you may click on the link below, thecollegechallenge.com. College education today is not what it used to be. There's one very simple reason for that. Your phone, your computer, the internet, AI. So it used to be when you would graduate in a subject, a field of study, you were an expert. It's no longer the case, except for perhaps the medical and engineering fields. But for everything else, when you graduate college today, you're really not an expert in your major. Sorry to say it, but you're really an expert here on technology and how to get what you need. The answers you need to finish your essays, to finish your tests, it's all right here, and especially now with ChatGPT AI. You all know what I'm talking about. So yes, the nature of a college education has changed, and there's something called creative destruction. I'm sure you're aware of that. When new creations destroy old paradigms, that's what's happening here. And what is being created is this, the technology. What's being destroyed is the college education model. Now, whenever you have a destruction of a paradigm, you have an opportunity. And there is a big opportunity right here waiting for you. And this brings us to the college challenge. And here's the opportunity. When you walk into any crowded room, what do you see? You see this, right? That's what you see. Eyes a few inches from their phones. That opens a huge opportunity to you that I'm going to talk to you about today. It's called building an audience. Through building an audience, you can basically build a following of people who love what you love. And you can make a living doing what you love because these people become your customers. I have an expensive class that teaches you how to do this, but this is the opportunity I'm offering college students and seniors in high school. I'm going to offer my course to you for free for a limited time. This is the college challenge. Every student in college or a senior in high school may now take my expensive course, Build an Audience, absolutely free for a limited time. I want you to take this course and then make the decision. Do I continue spending all this money and time in college, really working with AI, working with my internet to help me get through college and get what I need? Or do I start building my audience, my future, doing what I love, something that I can make a living for my entire life, a very good living, doing something I really love, interacting with people who also really love what I really love. It's a whole new paradigm, a whole new opportunity for young adults. The old paradigm is out. Out with the old, in with the new. See, how this all happens is Mother Nature instilled in all animals on this planet the path of least resistance. Spend the fewest calories for the maximum gain. Human beings are no exception. So when you're in college, you're going to find the path of least resistance for the gains. And therefore, you're not becoming an expert on your field of knowledge, except for, as I said, the medical and engineering fields. There you still need the college paradigm. All other majors in college, you're not becoming an expert in that field of knowledge. You're becoming an expert of how to get the answers in your field of knowledge. So why not skip past all that and get right to my course where you're going to learn how to maximize the use of technology. Not just become an expert at technology, but master it to bring you your life's ambition. Huh, what is your life's ambition? What is everyone's life's ambition? I don't care who you are. all people's life's ambition is the same. And that is to make a good living doing something you really love doing. Every success guru says, find your passion. They may not show you how to find your passion, but they tell you, find your passion. I'm telling you, find your passion, and I'm giving you the shovel to do it in my course, and we're going to dig up the gold, my friends. And this expensive course is available to you, to college students and seniors in high school, absolutely free for a limited time. So you better go now to the link below, thecollegechallenge.com. Do it now while you still can get in for free. Take the challenge, and then you tell me, when you're done, do you want to continue on years of spending money, using AI to answer your essays and your tests? Or do you want to start doing something you really love, building an audience of people who also really love what you love, and turning them into your customers for life, and achieving your life's ambition of doing what you love as your livelihood? So I challenge you, I'm giving this away for free to college students and seniors in high school, because I feel for the young adults today. This world is not giving you what it gave me. So this is my opportunity to give young adults a real chance at living their dreams. Let me know after you take the challenge, and send this video to anyone you know who's in college, to anyone you know who's a senior in high school. Tell them about the College Challenge, thecollegechallenge.com.
That was awesome, wasn't it? Welcome to NeoThink Today, your gateway to the forefront of innovation and knowledge. I'm Alicia Rose, a voracious reader, and with me is the ever insightful Joshua Seymour. Together, we'll embark on a journey where value creation meets entrepreneurial spirit, where intellect thrives, and where innovation reigns supreme. In today's episode, Joshua and I, your hosts, will be diving into some captivating topics that are sure to pique your interest. First up, we'll be shedding light on the upcoming celestial spectacle, the April 8th, 2024 total solar eclipse. But that's not all. We'll also be examining the intricacies of the tax season in the United States, discussing the solar eclipse budget, and exploring the fears some have regarding a total solar eclipse. This is going to be a very thought-provoking discussion that promises to expand your horizons. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a budding innovator, or simply someone with an insatiable thirst of knowledge like me, we are here to feed your curiosity and ignite your passion for discovery. Joshua, let's dive in.
All right, let's do it. We're going to start right off in a little bit of presentation mode, switching back and forth. Again, this is NeoThink Today, and it's season one of what we're doing here, episode one. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. That video that we played in the beginning is the College Challenge video from Mark Hamilton on his YouTube channel. And again, that website is thecollegechallenge.com if you want to send anyone there to get, if they qualify, if they meet the criteria of the age group, they can, for a limited time anyway, they can get access to this course and program regarding building an audience. So that's pretty exciting. We're here because of Mark Hamilton, actually. And Mark Hamilton is most known as the founder and the inventor of something called NeoThink. So this program is NeoThink Today. What is NeoThink all about? It's basically a new way of thinking as well as a new way of living. And we will talk a little bit about it today. As Alicia mentioned, we're going to kind of look at some of the current things that are happening in the world right now, and then we're going to connect that to what might be the desired situation, and then we're going to talk about some of the actions to get there. And almost everything that we do here is always going to touch on a couple of themes. One of them is to improve yourself for the better. And another one is to improve society for the better. So you'll notice that being a reoccurring theme. And individually and collectively, I think most of us pretty much just want the same things. We want more health, wealth, and peace. Many of us here want dynamically vibrant health and longevity, but we don't just want it for ourselves. We also want it for our loved ones and for everyone. I mean, if you really care about your fellow humans, we want greater financial independence and wealth creation. And we also want emotional well-being, inner joy, and peace. So you may notice us tying things in with the themes of wealth, health, and peace, either individually or collectively when we're talking about improving yourself and society for the better. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into our current desired and actions into the body of the program today. So we're going to start off talking about some of the current things. And Alicia, what is the deal with the solar eclipse stuff that's going on?
Oh, there's a lot of people really excited. I know some people that are actually driving down to Texas to get the optimum view of this. And it's tomorrow, April 8th. Very exciting. And look how its path is going to start way down in Texas there and then go all the way up through Maine into Canada. Isn't that exciting? And according to what I was able to find out, the solar eclipse is going to start when it starts its partial at 2 p.m. Eastern time in down in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, was my understanding. And if you want to see the whole thing from where it goes partial to total to partial, that will take about 2 hours. However, the partial, where it's completely the total eclipse, like you just showed, Joshua, it will only take 2 to 5 minutes according to all the astronomical data. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes, they are. And I know a lot of people in Oklahoma that even though we're not going to be able to see it as well as it is along the path, a lot have already gotten their special glasses to watch it anyway, because we'll still have a view of it, just like people in Florida will have a view of it, but we will not get the complete view like they will in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Buffalo, New York, because they're on the direct path.
Yeah, so the eclipse is a pretty exciting thing, and everyone's buzzing about it. We're going to tie in with that theme today. It's coming up pretty quickly here. And then the other big current thing for many people, at least in the U.S., is what, Alicia?
Taxes, boo. Yeah, it's the tax season. Oh, it's where we have to give Uncle Sam what Uncle Sam insists upon, you know, that 35% business tax or 35% income tax. I'm going on the average here, and boy, was that shocking. And yesterday in the grocery store, I heard a lot of people complaining even about federal excise taxes, because they're going, shoot, I'm taxed federally, state-wise, income-wise, and now they're taxing me extra for gas for cars. This is terrible. Of course, Americans will grumble a lot about just about anything and everything that upsets them, and I'm with them. I'm upset about all this taxation, too, and I know there could be a solution. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I think the solar eclipse is more exciting than tax season, and it is a current event. And there are some solutions. So I guess what we should do is take some of these dominant themes here and tie into some of the desired situation. So regarding taxes, Mark Hamilton does have some videos on his YouTube channel that you might want to check out. This is the thumbnail for one of them. He's talking about freedom from rights and how The idea of adding rights is destroying America. Some interesting insights in there, pretty profound insights, actually. And then another video titled The Prime Law, where he's talking about how the Prime Law can save America. And we're going to talk about the Prime Law a little bit today. And there's Mark Hamilton has come up with this concept of depoliticizing America, an approach. And the idea, which is being illustrated here in the graph, is that it could make everyone rich, including the poor. And that actually sounds a lot more exciting than taxes. What do you think, Alicia?
I agree. I love that. Make everyone rich, including the poor. That is so exciting. That's better than the tax deductions you can get as a business owner and a property owner. And it's also better than moving to a foreign country like Steven Seagal did just to escape taxes. But he also wanted to marry a Serbian. That's why he's also in Serbia. I want to make sure I give all the correct details. But he also claims that it was cheaper and less taxes to pay. What do you think about that, Joshua?
Yeah, I think anything you got to do in this world today to, keep more of what you've earned rather than allowing people to steal it from you through theft and initiatory force. So if you're listening to the audio version of this, you're missing a lot of the visuals. You might want to go check out the video version, but we've got a graph on the screen here, and on the bottom left corner on the y-axis, we have of this visual, of this chart, we have starving at the bottom, and then we have a spectrum all the way to the super rich at the top. And then on the x-axis, we have, starting on the left side, we have oppression from 0 to 1000 AD, and then the Magna Carta in 1215 AD, and then the US Constitution in 1787 AD, and then we have the Prime Law. Right now we're in 2024, but this graph was made in 2012, if you're looking at the visual. And the graph is basically just showing how things were pretty bad in the beginning, and they're just getting exponentially better, and it's going to kind of go like a geometric growth pattern here from the Prime Law, launching everyone into the wealthy elite class. And so we're at a crossroads in history right now, Alicia, and it's pretty exciting. Do you have anything you want to mention to this?
Oh, I'm so excited about us going to be able to have the better and to escape initiatory force, thanks to the Prime Law, that I'm just thrilled and excited to make that the 28th Amendment.
Yeah, it would be incredible for it to be the 28th Amendment, and also around the world. You know, it doesn't just have to be America, but many of us here are looking forward to Prime Law America, and we see that as the solution to problems like taxes. This is what the Prime Law is. If you're not familiar with it, I don't think we're going to take the time to read it. We will tell you where you can go if you do want to read it. You can also go to Mark's video on YouTube, The Prime Law. You can just search on YouTube The Prime Law in general. But it's pretty short. It's the fundamental of protection, and it just has a very short preamble, and an even shorter Article 1, an even shorter Article 2, and an even shorter Article 3, and that's it. It's you can memorize it. It's so short, but it really packs a punch. And Mark has an incredible concept of how we have these bugs, basically these parasites in society, that are holding back what he calls the millionaire phenomenon. And this, you can find this in his books. One of his books is called the 12 Visions. And the visuals that we have on the screen here, you're looking at basically the structure of government in the United States, where the Constitution is supposed to be the law of the land. People are supposed to abide by it. And it's missing the Prime Law currently. So we just have the current version. We have these branches of government, and then you have the structure underneath that. And basically, we have all these regulatory bureaucracies, these regulatory agencies and commissions, and all these regulations are basically holding down technological advancement, holding down the value creators of society. And in tomorrow's Make the People Millionaires megatrend, what's starting to happen, and this is not so much tomorrow, it's really starting to happen today. That's why our program's called Neo Think Today. We're getting rid of the bugs. We're moving in that direction. We're going to basically move away from all of these regulatory bureaucracies, especially if the Prime Law becomes an amendment to the US Constitution. It would basically put a big X on all of them that have nothing to do with protection. And then technology would be free to soar very quickly. So if you want more information about this, we'll tell you where to go in just a moment to get it. And so, as you can see in the visual here, the millionaire phenomenon will make the people live like millionaires, where you have a, again, we have a chart or a graph here on the y-axis at the bottom, you have poor, and then at the top, you have very rich, pure luxury. And basically, as this goes into effect, the cost of living will go further down. The cost of a new house, of a new car, of healthcare, of food, travel, entertainment, appliances and furniture, clothes, all of those costs of living will just continue to drop to, basically to fractions. And that means your buying power will go up, and because technology will be free to soar. And so as those costs drop and your buying power goes up, then your standard of living, or the standard of living of ordinary people at least, will be just skyrocketing geometrically. And that's what you're looking at here. And this is happening right now in the 21st century. We're trending in this direction. And Alicia, would you like to share a little bit here out of Mark's Vision 11, where these charts and graphs come from?
I would love to. Mark Hamilton's 11th vision showed him technologies in all areas of life, free to race ahead in the way the computers had. In that 12 vision society of rapidly advancing technologies, living costs fell to fractions in the way the computers had. Buying power in all areas of life multiplied 100 times or more. Mark Hamilton saw ordinary people living like millionaires in custom homes, driving luxury cars, and vacationing all over the world, first class. Even the poor enjoyed the gifts of life. One man had the power to quickly bring us into the 12 visions world where poverty and suffering no longer existed, and Americans lived in luxury. That man was the President of the United States. In the 20th century and early 21st century, no president would initiate the millionaire phenomenon because no career politician would slash his own base of power. But now we have seen a sample of the great prosperity.
And so here's another visual again, where, and if you're listening to the audio, you might want to check out the video or the summary that goes along with the audio and video out for any of these visuals here. But basically, you have the computer phenomenon of the 1980s and 90s, where it was kind of hard to regulate it because it was advancing so quickly. So computer costs kept plunging because of the free market dynamics, or relatively free market dynamics. And the computer technology just kept soaring and advancing really quickly. The geniuses of society were bringing things to market and competing with each other, garage entrepreneurs and in-house people in big companies. And so then what happened was basically, as the cost plunged, the buying power went up. And there's expressions like being able to buy a bow a computer. The computer buying power was the equivalent of getting a Boeing 747 commercial airliner for the price of a pizza. So there's the cloud before the storm. The unmistakable forerunner is the computer phenomenon, the telecommunications phenomenon, and even some things we see nowadays with blockchain and crypto and stuff, and other technological advancements that are pretty much hard to regulate. And it takes the regulators a while, or they can't even keep up with it. It's advancing so quickly. So then the millionaire phenomenon is basically having this happen in every industry, where all technological advancements are free to soar, and all living costs plunge, and all the buying power just keeps going up and up and up, which is, quite a difference to what people are experiencing nowadays, wouldn't you say, Alicia?
Oh, yes, quite a difference. That's why I've already started giving the Prime Law to my congressmen, House of Representatives and the Senate. Yes, They are supposed to be representing us, so I'm all in for the prime law to be the 28th Amendment so we can have all of this and no more taxation.
Absolutely. And so Mark continues on here, a couple more excerpts from his writings about this, and we'll tell you where you can go to get some of this. The regulatory seams around society restrict new technologies, and they also hold back the technological revolution. So those regulatory seams holding back the technological revolution also postpone the job revolution and block 100 million super entrepreneurs, which Mark Hamilton explains in his 12 visions, particularly in his fifth vision. When big government disintegrated with the success of the 12 Visions Party, this is what Mark Hamilton saw in his visions that he wrote about. Modern technologies burst out everywhere and mixed the millions of unleashed super entrepreneurs who were using Neo-think. Neo-think is basically a new, the new mentality, and we'll talk about that a little bit here in a moment. So the overwhelming creativity pumped into the new super society generated prosperity that went off the charts beyond anything ever contemplated in economic think tanks like the World Economic Forum. Even the poorest Americans experienced enormous wealth. So this is a quite a different way of accomplishing the goals of some of the elite class, but without all of the they're just kind of doing it from a limited perspective, and we'll come back to that. So in this vision, Mark saw that you became 100 times richer. His 11th vision showed him that by honing in on the national budget alone in the United States, our buying power could be catapulted 100 times or more. We have to do nothing. And he says, let us start with a brief overview of what makes up the national budget. So here we have back to taxes here, and we're also going to tie this in with the solar eclipse. So just wait and see how that happens. We've got your taxes and what you see on the visual here. You've got your interest and the cost for the national debt. You've got all the non-defense funding, the cost for the federal government has nothing to do with protection. And then you do have the defense funding, the cost for the military, and that's all less than 50%. Well, I guess not the cost of the federal government to operate, like it's not directly like defense, like the military and stuff like that. So I don't want to get you confused about what I'm saying. So you have the interest, you have non-defense, just operational expenses of the federal government, and then you have the actual defense expenses. And then you have the social good, which is the cost for all these entitlement programs and all, which is why we have all the regulatory agencies. And that's more than 50% of the national budget. So your taxes break down into mandatory spending programs such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, means-tested entitlements such as food stamps, supplemental security income, child nutrition, veterans pensions. And then the remaining mandatory spending mainly consists of the federal retirement and insurance programs, unemployment insurance, and payments to farmers and things like that. All children and grandchildren looked back in Mark's 11th vision. He saw that all the children and grandchildren looked back in disbelief at today's politicians and bureaucrats ruling over us. In both cases, millions of innocent people died at the hands of politicians and bureaucrats ruling over us. Everyone, everywhere in Mark's 11th vision knew the only reason the disease-free, wealthy 12 visions world never happened in the 20th century and until today was because, simply put, no politicians wanted to slash their base of political power. They cared only about building their base of power, regulatory, legislative, and spending power. Indeed, spending money they did not earn brought them enormous, easy power and prestige. Therefore, we did not have the slightest clue of the phenomenal wealth and health available to us by reducing government to a protection-only government of defense, not until the solar eclipse. So
All
now we'll,
right.
yeah, now let's talk about something really, the kind of solar eclipse I want to talk about, the solar
Yes.
eclipse budget.
All right. Yes.
This is the solar eclipse they don't want you to know about, right, Alicia?
Of course not. But it's very pro-America and what our founding fathers were all for regarding the original republic.
So here we have a few circles on the screen, and one of them is a little bit bigger and darker than the other one. We have entitlement and non-defense spending in the bigger, darker circle. And then we have some smaller circles like interest on the national debt and defense veteran pensions, courts and prisons. And so Mark says, consider that Einstein's theory of relativity, which is famously known as E equals MC squared, went years unrecognized. Then a natural phenomenon occurred, a solar eclipse that demonstrated his theory. Instantly, Einstein and his theory of general relativity were a world sensation accepted by nearly everyone. And Mark says, with that solar eclipse demonstration, the world quickly moved beyond Newtonian physics to Einsteinian physics. So if you want to learn more about this solar eclipse budget, we have a place for you to go. Whoops. One of the places you can go is you can go to Mark's YouTube videos that we mentioned, where he's got Freedom from Rights, talking about rights destroying America, which is very profound. And then his video titled The Prime Law. These are all really short videos on his YouTube channel, and you can just go to the search bar or go to his channel. You'll find them. You can also just search his channel, and how we can save America with the Prime Law. So there's a lot of details to this. And Mark has an open letter on a website called curetoaging.com. And the open letter is pretty short. It's kind of basically talking to kind of like the billionaire club and the longevity enthusiasts. But there's a lot of writings on there all about this stuff that we're talking about this new dimension of no initiatory force, this process of depoliticizing, and even other approaches like creating a parallel society and a new country, which is what Mark's appeal to the billionaire club is. So that you can go to curetoaging.com, and that will give you, you can send anyone else there as well, but that will give you all the writings to get the details about what we were talking about and much, much more. A lot of information related to the Prime Law, and different approaches to implementing it. Also on Mark Hamilton's channel, he has a secret speech that he gave last year in 2023, and that is basically his introduction to curetoaging.com and why he's wanting to organize a new country governed by the Prime Law. So you can get some background on that and one of the recent videos on his YouTube channel, at least at this time, it was recent. And with that said, regarding the solar eclipse, Alicia, let's talk a little bit about the fear factor that's going on out there. Are you familiar with any of the doomsday stuff happening?
Oh, yes, there are still people are fearing the solar eclipse. I thought it was bad when I read about it in history regarding ancient times, where every time one of these happened, they thought the gods were angry at them and they prayed really hard for the sun to come back, not realizing that in just a few minutes it would, because they were all scared of what was going to happen to them. Well, we still have some people that actually are afraid that it might be the beginning of the apocalypse. However, so total solar eclipses do happen every so many years, and so far no apocalypse has occurred. There's also people thinking that with each total solar eclipse, or with each solar eclipse, even a partial one, that there might be a shift in consciousness. Types of fears regarding that. And then there are those that are going, oh, the rapture's here. We're gonna be disappearing, going wherever they go, kind of thing. And then there's just people who go, well, I'm not going outside during the solar eclipse because that's just as bad as walking underneath a ladder or walking across the path of a black cat, and dark ages, man, type of attitudes and fears. But they're still there and people are still believing them. And then there's just the fear of watching the eclipse. Some people are literally going to hide under their bed, put the covers, over and hide from it because they want to make sure that it doesn't touch them at all because they're so scared of maybe it might melt their house or something. Yeah, there's even a guy out there who's painting his roof a different color just to be on the safe side, which I found was totally amazing. And of course, there's fears of going out and looking up at it. Well, hey, we got protective glasses now that you can buy to watch it. So be safe and smart when you're out there with your family. Hand them those cool solar eclipse glasses. You can buy them. They come in all sizes, children's and adults. And it's really a blast to watch it in person. Because it's astronomy happening. Very exciting. The astronomers are not fearing it. They're planning parties and whatnot and got their special lenses on their telescopes just waiting to watch the solar eclipse. And most even famous astronomers are already down in Texas because that's where the optimum viewing's going to be. Isn't that? And that is so exciting. But those are the fears I know about. How about you, Joshua? Do you know any fears that people still have regarding the total solar eclipse?
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot. I've been seeing all the biblical prophecy stuff. I've been hearing about the disaster preparedness and all the warnings from the governments, and even like there might be a problem with your pets or your animals, and all there's a lot of fear mongering going on. And it's easy to know why, because if you look at where the fear is tends to be coming from, it's a great way to kind of control people, especially if you're part of the parasitical elite class, and you benefit from controlling people and keeping them in fear so they don't know their power. But most of us here, we're kind of subscribing more to like knock knock, wake up, Neo, and many of us have gone pretty deep into that awakening process, and we're sort of just probably hoping that there will be a little bit of a wake up call here during this event that's this celestial event that's getting ready to happen that we're talking about. And in many cases, you really need to make a choice. Are you going to remain in the upside down world of illusions, trapped in fear, or are you going to, the blue pill, or are you going to take the red pill and wake up and deal with reality and take control for yourself and be a self leader, be at effect. Be at cause to your environment rather than to be at effect by it and being controlled by others. So that's always the choice that we have to take. The infamous movie The Matrix, with the red pill and the blue pill. So I think most of you here have taken the red pill quite a long time ago, and probably you're doing things to help other people take it. And so the fear is really sort of evidence of this evolution that we're going through. Whenever something new is happening, people are always afraid of it. And I think maybe we should talk a little bit about this evolution of consciousness. And this is another element of what a lot of people are talking about. And many people have sensed that people are waking up, people are taking the red pill and things like that. But I think they tend not to just sort of call it what it is. And so here, as Neo thinkers here, we refer to this awakening as the God-man awakening. That there is a specific evolution that's happening, where we are dumping reliance on external authorities and we are embracing internal guidance and our internal authority and becoming self leaders rather than followers. We'll talk about that in a little bit in a moment. And then there's the conspiracy, the mother of conspiracies, that we live in what we call an anti-civilization, which is based on that following mode mentality. But that's not our future. Our future is what we call a super civilization, or the super society the society that's racing ahead with super rapidly advancing new technology. And this is the civilization based on this new mentality, that the God-man mentality, where people use their brain to do an advanced level of thinking called neo-thinking. And so Mark Hamilton has a timeline about this in his literature. We'll mention where you can get more information like this if it's interesting to you. But basically, there's this timeline of the bicameral mentality where we're automatically reacting animals, and the authority was in these imagined gods that were pretty much hallucinations, according to the science there. And then there was this kind of, we didn't quite make it. We should have bleeped, but we didn't quite make it. So we have this, what we've been experiencing is a conscious mentality, but it's been diseased. So we've had a hybrid of the two mentalities where instead of completing our evolution, we have surrendered to the authority of external, quote, authorities, you know, religious politicians, business people and stuff. Maybe not the right kind of business leaders. And where we are headed is completing our evolution into the God-man mentality, where you have self-determining consciousness, and the authority is your own honest integrating mind. Basically, you are your own God for all intents and purposes there. And so that bicameral mentality was happening, you know, like back in 1000 BC, and we had a bicameral civilization. Now we have this conscious, diseased mentality, and that's what we've been experiencing. We've been living in a suppressed civilization, an anti-civilization, where progress has been retarded. And now we are completing our evolution right now. We're all living through it. This is the awakening into what we call the God-man mentality. And that is where we are moving into a super civilization where we have rapid progress. So that is pretty much the idea here. This is specifically the awakening that we're all going through, the God-man awakening. Let's just be honest that we do live in an anti-civilization. And the more you know about that, the less surprised you are about what's happening, the more predictable things are, the more you can profit from this evolution of consciousness that's happening. And then also being excited and optimistic and hopeful, and focusing on the fact that the super civilization is our future, and there's so much to build, so much fun to be had building that future. There's really nothing you can do about the anti-civilization other than unplug from it and focus on solving the problems. The other element here is there's this concept of the flippening that's starting to happen between these two worlds. And you could kind of think about it like how people talk about Ethereum flipping Bitcoin in the crypto markets. I don't know if that will ever happen, but the concept of it is that, you know, Bitcoin is the number one top dog in the crypto markets. Ethereum is number two. And people have postulated that there maybe will come a point where Ethereum will flip Bitcoin, and Bitcoin will no longer be number one. Ethereum will be number one, will be the top dog at that point. And so there's this battle going on between Bitcoin and Ethereum. There's also a battle going on between the crypto markets and the traditional economic system that's controlled by, you know, the Federal Reserve and all of that kind of stuff, and the elite families and the international bankers and whatnot. But the battle that we really should be talking about is the battle between the super civilization and the anti-civilization. And there will come a point where there will be a flippening. And basically, as more people wake up and become self-leaders and go deeper into their self-leadership and dump the external authorities, there's nothing to support the existence of the anti-civilization. So it just gets weaker and weaker and shrinks. And the super civilization just gets bigger and bigger and grows because of the changing of the mentality. So this flippening is going to happen in our lifetime. And there are some actions that you can take to be a bigger part of it, to play your role in it, and to not have to wait for the world to change. You can actually experience these things right now So let's talk about some of the actions. One of the actions, rather than fear, is a concept called pure love. Is this something you know about, Alicia? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yes, pure love, unconditional love, not just for yourself, but your family, your loved ones, and everybody in the entire world. It's universal. It's a universal love. That's what I know about it. What about you, Joshua?
Absolutely. This is the core of this new mentality, the God-man mentality. And a lot of people are not foreign to the idea that everybody should be embracing love and stuff. But I think maybe some people maybe don't have the depth of knowledge of what that really means, this new dimension of emotions and the role that we all play in this evolution if we really do work at embodying and emanating pure love for everything and everyone, definitely ourselves. And it really kind of takes a remembering and a recognition of who you really are. So if you want to go deeper into that, we have the path for you to be able to embody and emanate more of that pure love and be around other people who are doing the same thing. Then there's also another action here is to embrace this concept of neo-think and to embody the neo-think code of living and thinking. What do you think about that, Alicia?
I love it. It's all about integrated honesty and living by not just the prime law, but by integrated honesty, where you have an honest life, where you can embrace doing business honestly. Everything you do is by honesty. I know I keep repeating that word, but that's the best way I can describe this. And it is wonderful. It feels great. And also, the NeoThink Code of Living is about doing what makes you the happiest, even in your job. Very exciting.
Yes, this if you have that pure love for yourself and for your fellow humans, then you want to create values, and that moves you in the direction. Many of you are already doing this, but you can go further in being a genius of society and bringing your gift or your gifts to the people. And it takes a certain kind of mentality to really be that value creator, that neo thinker, that self leader. And be the God man. And then also the other solution is rather than just having pure love and rather than just being a value creator in any way that you can specifically focus on building the new world and being a part of the new world, building that super civilization to replace the anti-civilization. And that is probably the most exciting thing that anyone can be a part of right now in terms of aligning themselves. What do you think, Alicia?
Yes, I agree. And the best way to learn how to help build the new world is to learn Mark Hamilton's quality of life improvement techniques and business secrets that are in his books. Yes, us voracious readers love reading all about that.
That's right. Mark's done a lot of fundamental thinking, and then we have many of our fellow neo thinkers here. If you, some of you are listening who are neo thinkers, we're surrounding ourselves with rising geniuses of society, and we're looking for a lot of people to join us. So if you don't consider yourself a neo thinker yet, maybe you might want to consider joining us and helping us build this new world. So, in terms of things that we might have to offer you, additional information on all this beyond what we've already shared. There, Mark has spent, he spent 33 years writing a gigantic body of literature that is embodied in a book called The Prime Cure, and that is the definitive treatment to curing aging and discovering eternal youth. You can learn and discover all about that if you follow the breadcrumbs here that we're giving you in this body of literature and the extensions of it beyond just the books themselves. You can learn it. Wealth creation secrets that you can't get anywhere else. So we have things that we call the NeoThink business secrets for a wealthy, creation-driven, eternal life. And these new techniques and the technical information behind them, and in some ways even technology, this will help you remove the obstacle to creativity, wealth, happiness, and the desire to live forever, which is what a desire that many of us here tuning in and in the more of the inner circle privately, that we have that desire. And there's also, as we were showing you some things from Mark Hamilton's 12 visions, there's these visions beyond all the different psychics that you've heard out there, these 12 Neo-Think visions that take us a roadmap into a rich and happy immortal world where you can remove the obstacle to creation, motivation, and the desire to live forever. And you can't really get that anywhere else. There's also writings about universal wealth, health, and peace, and programs. This is the new political paradigm for wealth, health, and peace, and freedom, the freedom to cure aging, and also to cure poverty and stagnation and tyranny, which are some of the things getting in the way of aging. So this removes the obstacle to wealth, freedom, and super rapidly advancing new technologies. Then if you want to learn more about this mentality of the geniuses of Neo-Think, we have this Neo-Think mentality. A certain percent of us are really needed with this mentality to actually cure aging. It is a very complex problem. And this will remove knowing this information and being a part of putting it into effect in your life and helping other people put it into effect in their life. This is going to remove the obstacle to our next evolutionary leap so that you can complete that evolution faster, and also you can help more people. And you can just have some clarity about where we're going into this new immortal world. And Mark has also written a story, a factional story. It's fictional storyline and characters based on a factual line of logic, based on all of his nonfiction writings. And this story gives you a deeper love for life. It's epic. It's like Harry Potter, Star Wars, you know, these epic sagas and trilogies and stuff. This is one of those, but something unlike you've ever experienced before. It gives you a deeper love for life and a desire to live forever with the euphoria of immortality here on Earth. And it's a new dimension of emotions that's being communicated to you from this immortal world, from what we call the civilization of the universe. And then you also see the Neo-Think actions to cure aging and discover eternal youth demonstrated in that story. And then finally, the puzzle picture, the Neo-Think super puzzle picture, is put together so you see what it looks like, what living in that world looks like after taking those actions. So there is a formula to get there, a supply and demand formula. And you can learn all about that in Mark Hamilton's books and in the programming that we have, that we'll tell you where to go to get it in a moment. And the formula is basically cause, and effect. So step one is one of the causes, where we want to remove adults growing stagnation and replace stagnation with growing exhilaration by experiencing the creation-driven life. The demand for aging will explode the more adults are experiencing growing exhilaration. And then also there is the cause to remove society's debilitating web of regulations, legislation, litigation, and replace political subjugation with wide open, unhindered freedom and progress. And the supply of anti-aging cures will rise to the demand. And then step three is the effect, cause, effect. So within one decade, super rapidly advancing new technologies driven forward by Neo-Think mentalities will arrest aging as well as tyranny in the process. So we will be living this God-man awakening for the remainder of our time here, our lifetimes, completing our evolution. We'll be saying bye-bye to the anti-civilization and continuously ignoring it because it's such a disvalue. It doesn't deserve our time, energy, attention, money. And instead, we will be embracing and focusing on being a part of the future, where the super civilization will continue to move in the direction of totally eclipsing the anti-civilization. So if you want to be a self-leader and learn the self-leader secrets, replace the following mode with the self-leader mode. And many of you are already doing that, but could you go deeper into it? And could you also have access to things that could help you help other people do that? If you want to learn about the new paradigm of business that we call the Division of Essence, where you can replace sinking stagnation with a creation-driven life, and again, be able to help other people do the same. If you want to be involved in making all people wealthy and healthy, including the poor, and unleash a nation of unburdened geniuses, initially probably in the United States and then around the world, we'll have to see how things play out. And if you want to experience this new dimension, unleash a choice for pure freedom that has never happened before in the history of mankind, then you might want to check out that Prime Law. You might want to go to curetoaging.com, like we mentioned. And you might want to also go to neothink.io. That's not a .com, that's .io, neothink.io. And you'll be able to get information and figure out how can I learn more about the NeoThink business system and plug into that and get the benefits and rewards. How can I learn about the social system and plug into that for the benefits and rewards? And how can I learn more about the NeoThink political system? This stuff sounds pretty interesting. And I would definitely like to be a part of something different, because obviously in the election year right now, the options are horrendous. Most people want something different. So what is the power approach to the situation that we can all be plugging in and focusing on? We have it here with our NeoThink political system. And you can go to neothink.io to get all of that good stuff. Alicia, do you have any comments about this other world that many of us are a part of, but many here listening may not actually know about it yet? They might be learning about it for the first time.
Yes, it is so much fun and so exciting. And I've learned a lot and grown a lot by being on neothink.io. It is really a wonderful online community. With the Prime Law in effect, there's no initiatory force, no fraud, no coercion. It's a beautiful running community. And we've just started playing what we call the value creation game. And that is so much fun too. So please come join us. We would love to have you and love to interact with you even more than what we are doing right now on NeoThink today.
And that's actually where we're going right after this. So let's give a big thank you and round of applause to Mark Hamilton. For those of you who know, this man has really done a lot for us. And there's many people organizing around his works, bringing, you know, expanding it, bringing it forward. And we're going to go hang out with them right now today. So that's it for NeoThink today. Thank you for being here. I'm going to hand it back to Alicia to close us out, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, it's been such an exciting time with you today. And as our NeoThink journey ends, let's take a moment to reflect on the enlightening discussion we've shared from the celestial marvel of the April 8th, 2024 total solar eclipse to great tips about surviving the tax season here in the United States. We've delved into topics that illuminate the intersection of innovation and knowledge. Throughout our exploration, Joshua and I have been immensely grateful for your steadfast viewership. Your dedication to expanding your understanding and embracing new ideas fuels our passion for bringing you thought-provoking content each week. As we bid farewell, let's remember that the pursuit of knowledge is a never-ending adventure. Let's continue to push boundaries, challenge conventions, and nurture our curiosity. Together, we are architects of the future, shaping a world defined by innovation and limitless potential. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Be sure to join us next week for another enlightening episode of NeoThink Today. Until then, stay inspired, stay curious, and keep seeking the extraordinary in the ordinary. With knowledge as our compass, we can navigate any frontier. Have a wonderful week. See you next Sunday.
And for everyone else, we'll see you on the inside in our next meeting. Adios.